Catholic leader, Kamala Harris, ringleader of the anti-Catholic bullying in Democrat Party. By Dr. Susan Berry on August 13, 2020. A Catholic leader told Breitbart News that Kamala Harris has come to be a ringleader of the anti-Catholic bullying that increasingly defines the Democrat Party. Ashley McGuire, senior fellow with the Catholic Association, pointed particularly to the harassment of U.S. District Court nominee Brian C. Boucher received from Harris and fellow Democrat Senator Mazie Hirono High, who suggested Boucher should be disqualified from consideration because he is a member of the Knights of Columbus, a Catholic charitable organization. In December 2018, Harris and Hirono, both members of the Senate Judiciary Committee, asked whether someone who is a member of the Knights of Columbus would be unable to decide cases involving issues such as abortion and same-sex marriage fairly and impartially. Harris asked Boucher if he knew the Knights of Columbus opposed a woman's right to choose and were against marriage equality when he chose to join the organization. After Boucher's hearing, the Knights of Columbus from the Capitol Hill area wrote an open letter noting the statements by Harris and Hirono asserting their organization held many extreme beliefs, are not grounded in any truth. The Knights explained the charitable work they do, including organizing donations of winter coats for children, and providing diapers and other newborn supplies to low-income new mothers. "We wish to formally invite you all to join us for any social or charitable event," the Knights offered. According to Fox News, Ken Blackwell, a former U.S. ambassador to the UN Human Rights Commission, called the behavior of Harris and Hirono thuggish and what might be expected from third-world dictators. That this attack on Catholics comes from the party of John F. Kennedy, who was proudly a Knight of Columbus, is particularly shocking and egregious, Blackwell added. McGuire said Harris has built a career out of opposing the work and values of Catholics, harshly prosecuting a whistleblower for exposing Planned Parenthood's criminal sale of aborted baby body parts and supporting efforts to force the Little Sisters of the Poor to violate their beliefs and provide employees with abortion pills, for example. "One can only expect her to continue to do so in an elevated position of power," McGuire added. "It is equally disappointing to see Joe Biden tout his Catholic faith while picking as his running mate someone who has made her anti-Catholic bona fides clear."